you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Wednesday. It's a four-day work week. We're on the Iceland work schedule. This weekend, next week. There's different 4 days next week. What? You know, we're off next Friday.
We are?
You do. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we better be. I'm flying out Thursday.
Oh. Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
No, I really didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I really didn't.
We told you.
Oh, okay.
Whether or not you filed that away.
Yeah. Yeah, that's on you, Todd.
I guess it is.
You got time to.
Oh, I thought we got our bonus day.
We do. We get some bonus days later on. Yeah, that's a whole other side.
This one counts,
yeah.
That's good. I have a rehearsal dinner for a wedding that night before.
I'm going to a wedding. That's why I'm going back east. My nephew's getting married next Saturday.
That's good, because it's at a Mexican restaurant. I'm planning on drinking, like, giant margaritas.
Oh, cool. Thursday night?
Yeah.
Okay.
And now we're all Friday, so that's perfect.
Yeah. Oh, except for your other job.
It's not going to change my plans. Well, that'll be the last day.
So you might be late?
Well, I might be a little groggy. I'll be there.
You could probably just leave at noon.
Giant margaritas.
I know somebody that did that on their last day of work. Just left, went to lunch, like, hey, I'm going to lunch, and I'm not coming back.
Yeah.
And they're, okay.
That's what I want to do. Like, get a new job.
Right.
And I've always wanted to be the guy that on the first day just
leaves at halftime.
Leaves at lunch and doesn't come back. And everybody's like, is that guy coming back? I'm like, no, I'm not.
Just don't put that in a resume then. Yeah.
No, you couldn't. Yeah. And you'd have to get a job somewhere where the hiring process wasn't much.
Because
you don't want to go through a lot just for the joke.
No, right. You're right. Four interviews.
Yeah.
It shows commitment to the bit.
Yeah, it does.
If you really go through a long interview process just to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can only pull that off a couple of times before word got out.
True. I'm aware of people that have 20, 30 jobs a year. It is amazing.
Yeah,
And then the next time you talk to them or hear about them, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month later, oh, no, they got another job. What? Yeah, he quit that one and got it. Yeah, well, he's got another. And they'll have 10, 12, 15 jobs a year.
Man, that's
and
crazy.
And I don't, every year.
Yeah.
I mean, you would think that after a while, someone would notice a pattern. This guy's not going to stay. But they don't.
And it's not like they're quitting for better jobs.
No,
they're
just quitting.
They're all pretty much lateral moves, aren't they?
Yes.
Somebody looked at them sideways at work.
They're just quitting.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
I can see that the quitting a job feels good.
No, but Craig's right. They just quit because, they wouldn't give me Friday off. So I said,
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. And
Nick was so angry he quit after 9.5 years.
Right? And when I was younger, like before we had kids, I didn't have the best track record with jobs.
Or track record.
Yeah. Right. You know. Yeah. And my sister I was looking for another job years ago, and she's like, well, you know, you'd have to show up. And I'm like, I've been at this job for 6 years. Like, I've been showing up. It's like, how long is that going to stick with me that I didn't show up to the car wash when I was 18?
Exactly.
It sticks.
I quit a couple jobs like that when I was a kid, too. I worked at a nursing home. I just stopped going. And I remember seeing a guy I worked with. He goes, I was at a party one weekend. Hey, nurse something, want to know if you're coming back. I said, tell her no.
I guess not.
I did that at a car wash here.
I guess not. They're asking for me. I guess I'm not coming back.
Did you have another job when you quit your job?
No, I was a high school kid.
Okay.
That was a year after high school. That summer, I was still working in a nursing home on the weekends. And I started, and then college was starting that fall anyway. But either way, I just stopped going. And they asked where I was. Is he going to come back? Because I was mopping floors. And I said, I'd tell her no. So I was polite about it.
Yeah. I've never quit a job.
After missing 2 weekends.
If I didn't have another job lined up.
Well, you as an adult, that'd be a little different.
Even as a kid.
I quit a radio job to come here, and that was great.
Well, you resigned and you had a job waiting for
right,
you.
Right, I did.
I mean, I got fired a couple of times where there was no job waiting for me.
I worked at Sears, too, and I forget. I think I quit there. Or I was asked to quit. Because it sucked. Once again, I was 17, so I didn't care. Like you already said, those are the kind of jobs you don't care about. You know?
I didn't show up to this car wash for a couple of days, and they'd cross my name off the schedule when I was there the next time. Right. But I just grabbed the towels and started working.
Did you really?
Until the boss was like, hey, you're back, huh? I'm like, yeah, I think I'm back.
And they said, okay.
Like, well, you didn't really show up. And I'm like, oh, yeah, sorry about that. But I just kept working. Then I ended up doing the same thing again a couple months later and go back.
Was it Dolphin?
Yeah.
Oh, was it really? Yeah. You probably washed my car.
I hope you tipped.
I tip there. Those guys bust their ass. And that job doesn't look fun.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It really wasn't that bad because there's like a crew. It all depends on who's working.
You're having fun.
Because if there's like a group of dudes that when you're waiting for the cars to come through,
you're
like I've made some friends that I'm still friends with those dudes to this day.
Okay.
Do they tell you to act like you're having fun? Because the people, when I go to the car wash, I always look like they're having fun.
And well, they are just kids.
So I don't know if they're faking it or not.
Yeah.
No, they didn't tell us to. I don't know. We were baked, too, so that probably had something to do with this.
Perhaps they are.
I went through the car wash yesterday.
I had to be high on that. Yeah.
And the kid that you know gives you the little pre-wash before you roll it, he looked miserable.
Okay.
He was not having fun.
Oh, see, the one I go to, they get to wear costumes. And they have, the little sprayers look like guitars.
No.
Really? Oh, man.
It's a rock and roll car wash.
Rock and roll car wash, Todd. All right.
Are any of them ever dressed up like Kiss?
Yeah.
Are they hiring?
No. Kiss.
Couple of gentlemen on a Brazilian beach.
Brazil.
There, they just call it a beach.
Had been drinking, needed to relieve themselves. So what do, Tyler?
You pee in the ocean.
One of the men told reporters, as the beach has no bathroom, we went into the sea to pee.
Right. Everybody
and water up to our waist.
Yeah, you got to cover the wiener.
Yeah. The sea to pee.
Then there was one.
Whipped it out.
Well, there were two guys that went in to relieve themselves. They'd both been drinking.
Uh-oh.
And then there was one.
What happened to the other guy?
Suddenly a shark
tore
off the other guy's hand and bit a large chunk out of his leg. He's dead now.
Wow.
Was it the hand holding the penis?
Does it really matter to him?
At this point, no, he's dead.
No.
Should have just
he's dead
on the beach.
Now.
Damn.
Now then, can you imagine? You're standing there.
Drunk.
In waist-deep water.
Yep.
Next to your buddy, peeing, and then he's gone.
That's once again, it happened to them. I was in the ocean with my son, his buddy, throwing football around all week in Florida, up well above our waist.
And if you're waist-deep, you would think, in your head, you'd be like, I'm probably fine.
Waist-deep, you think so.
But you're not.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
You're not, though. You're right. You're not, but you think mentally you're
fine. Yeah.
Knee-deep, you're not even safe.
No.
There are sharks that can navigate really shallow water.
No, but the only thing is, most water, unless you're way, way down south, you know, Jamaica, real south, not even South Florida so much, more Jamaica. I remember Jamaica when I was there. It's just the water was so blue. You could see anything swimming near you. But most oceans, you can't see anything.
Yeah,
that's terrifying.
That's the difference between Tyler and I. His ideal vacation would be getting mauled by a shark.
And yours is what?
And I'd prefer to be mauled by a bear. I'm more of a mountain guy.
That's true. That's true. That's true. Either way, we're both dead.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind the ocean.
Yeah.
But, you know, I prefer.
Yeah, I don't mind the mountains either.
The bear mauling.
At least you don't have to worry about bears in the ocean.
Good point.
You're right. Sharks
or sharks in the mountain either.
Not once. Not once have I worried about having to smack a shark in the nose while I'm in the mountain.
Yeah, there's no shark spray. That's
a relief.
Sure, right?
They don't make shark spray.
No, they don't. You're supposed to just punch them.
Is there
if you have the shot? That guy tried to punch him, bit his hand off, baby.
I've never heard of any kind of shark repellent.
Well, what would there be? Because they're in the water anyway.
Colors.
They're going to go my eyes.
Yeah, really. They're looking at colors.
No, a lot of times
to be a shark repellent.
Yeah.
Something like pepper or something, so the rabbits don't eat your food or the deer don't come after your garden.
Right.
Is there something you can put on your body that sharks don't particularly like that would just repel them?
If there was, they'd have it.
Yeah, you would have heard about it
right
now.
Right.
You could probably wear like metal, but then you would sink and drown.
Oh, wear one of those bell diver suits?
Right, yeah. Right.
But it would have to be a suit of armor.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, you're right. You're just peeing next to your guy in the ocean, having a good time, drunk.
That's it.
Waist deep, one guy's dead.
Bam, it's over.
Dead. Well, for one of them.
Yeah. Then what do? Do you finish peeing?
Well, you probably
you might just be done.
You're probably pooping at that point.
Yeah, then you've got a big mess.
You're also pooping at that point.
Yeah, I had to look this up because I thought I had read something about it. There's a company that's making, they call them shark deterrents, but like for the bottom of your surfboard.
And yes.
It looks like a pair of eyes.
Yeah.
Because apparently sharks like to surprise their prey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And if it looks like your surfboard is something looking at them, they tend to go somewhere else.
And in general, surfers are in more danger because they're out there a lot more. They're out there further out.
Right,
right,
right.
Right. Like on the farm, if the goat's looking at you, you come from the other way.
You better.
You want to sneak up on him.
Well, at least the goat lets you think that.
Yeah.
Puss puts eyes on the back of his goat so other guys don't get near it. Why are you painting eyes on my ass? The goat asked. I read that.
Because I want you to myself.
That's a favorite book.
That's not paint.
Kids love that book. Why are you painting eyes on my ass by the goat?
Now they make one too for the back of your goggle
that's
strap.
Not paint.
Oh.
So like you're diving.
Yeah. Okay.
So if you're diving, it looks like you have eyes on the back of your head.
Okay. Anything helps.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a rash guard that looks like you got eyes right in the middle of your chest there.
So, can you get a bathing suit with eyes in it?
This is the closest thing I got is that rash guard, top.
Okay, you would think that you'd walk in a bathing suit with your eyes on it.
But yeah, it's supposed to be effective shark deterrent.
Right.
Or just a wetsuit with all kinds of eyes on the back.
Yeah. What if you're just swimming on the beach? You get two eyes on your ass cheeks.
Guessing you got more eyes than that on your ass cheeks.
Damn right.
Couldn't they just write, not a seal?
Well, they like the taste of humans, too, it sounds like. So.
Well, no, I don't think they do.
Because
just take a little bite, realize that we're not very good, but we're dead.
Yeah. A little bite could be not just your hand.
It
ate the guy's leg, too, and he bled out, obviously.
I guess.
Oh, Craig makes a good point, because you rarely hear about a shark. Just they bite people.
No.
Nope. Kill them that way. They don't consume them.
No, they...
Nope.
Like
well,
a bear would.
In Jaws they did, but
the bear will eat you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the documentary Jaws, that was a pissed off shark, though.
The documentary. That's how the show's going to end. Todd's going to get eaten by a bear and I'm going to be eaten by a shark. Same
on
summer.
On the same week.
Same summer.
Because Jaws eats Robert Shaw whole, doesn't
yes,
he?
Yes, yeah, pulls him in whole, yeah.
Yeah, they even got like stickers you can put on your scuba tanks and stuff.
All
I mean, just
that helps.
Apparently, looking the sharks don't like to be looked at.
There are shark deterrents. I didn't know that.
What's a goat deterrent, Puss?
Yeah. He's not the guy to ask.
That's not what he's working on.
He's not the guy to ask.
That would apply to
okay. What doesn't work as an attractant?
That would apply the goat is attacking you.
Yeah, he's flipping everybody off. Look at it. He's got two fingers going out there, man.
And everybody deserves it.
Yeah.
We did a lot of bondage talk early in the show.
Yes, we did.
And it was a mention of aftercare.
Yep.
Which we thought, would be like, my impression.
You're repairing your body after it's been beat up.
After a session of PT, they put you in an ice tank or something.
Right.
And, put a compression thing on your leg or whatever. But aftercare.
Oh, it's a lot more than that.
Aftercare is actually, according to, I won't say his name, it isn't like being a nurse. It's more about showing care and love after you've had some rough sex.
So, like, I'm sorry I punched you in the face during sex?
I'm sorry.
No.
How's your face I punched you?
Things like talking about what you like and what was too far and affirming your relationship. That would be the aftercare.
Shouldn't the safe word stop the punching? Like
well,
my,
yeah, yeah,
like
probably
my safe,
would.
My safe line is, whatever I say, don't stop. It confuses the Doms.
Yeah, and then you would discuss that afterwards. She would say, or he would say, that's really confusing when you say that. You need to pick a better safe word.
A better safe word, okay. How about stop punching me the second time?
See, that's still a little ambiguous.
Yeah.
But
I know.
But it's progress.
Maybe that's why I have those names.
That's why you have the aftercare.
I want the Dom to think about it.
So I looked into this aftercare thing, right. And here's the question. Do you want to voluntarily go into a situation that may require this afterwards? This aftercare.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, of course you take off all the BDSM gear, right. And then you move the sub somewhere comfortable and warm, maybe off the floor.
So we can cry.
Maybe off the floor.
Yeah, maybe off the floor. Maybe you dress some injuries, apply some medicine and some lotions, and make the body feel better, maybe offering some painkillers or supplements to deal with pain or the loss of nutrients or lactic acid buildup. Maybe give them a blanket or a bathrobe to counteract their temperature drop. Offer some water or maybe some chocolate to take care of their blood sugar
levels.
That ain't
going to help the guy that gets kicked in the nuts, though. Chocolate ain't helping that.
Yeah.
That
and
time.
And then, maybe a little hugging and cuddling or a soft and gentle voice, reassurance that everything is okay.
I would have said, why don't we start with that? Well, I'm a Dom, that's why.
You got to turn on some Phil Collins.
Right.
And then maybe a phone call or a meetup or day or two after to talk about things and make sure everything is okay.
Are you flinching if you're dating the Dom?
Make sure the sub is in their
all
favorite
the
comfortable clothing. Watch a movie the sub likes and then leave them alone.
This just sounds like, once again, we don't understand because none of us are submissives, but it sounds like, sorry, beat the hell out of you. I'll treat you right for an hour or so.
Yeah.
It's not a sorry. This is just the next step in what we've done.
Right. They're reviewing. They're basically going over the game film.
Right, game film. So you didn't like that third punch to the nuts, right? Okay.
All right.
We'll keep it to two next time.
All right, here's Wayne's World. You like Wayne's World?
Nick's been there.
Yeah.
They put it on Wayne's World. Then he just bitches about and they didn't make it number three yet.
That is
now, sometimes a sub might need care for a few days after you have played. This can be in the form of a scheduled phone call, a video chat, or an in-person meetup. But there's times where a babysitter comes into play. This is someone trusted by both parties to step in for the Dom and offer aftercare based on the sub and Dom's pre-negotiations.
God.
Wow.
3 days after you have rough sex, you're still
in order for you
tape.
To enjoy sex, you have to suffer trauma. And then get treated for it afterwards. That's what it sounds like.
That's too bad. I like just, and a sandwich in.
Yeah.
Oh, that was terrible.
That's not the noise I usually make, but didn't really want to get into it.
Todd's moth noise is less disturbing than that was.
Yeah.
But after you do make that noise.
Yeah, that probably didn't sound good at all.
There's really not.
Not to you guys.
I'm going to need aftercare after hearing that.
I think you saw my face, too, didn't
you? Yeah. It was very disturbing as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that from the next room. For,
yes.
For some time.
Yes, he has.
Yeah. And
or
you
the
really,
back seat.
After you make that
back
noise.
Seat too. I was driving that time.
You don't have to have much discussion
afterwards. He was in the back seat, yeah.
Did you like that? Yeah.
You like that, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what I always say.
And that's usually the end of the discussion. Yeah. Then you roll over and pass out.
Right. And you maybe cuddle if you feel like it.
Yeah.
You don't have aftercare.
You don't have to go back tomorrow and have another discussion. Yeah. You don't have to bring one of her friends in and have another discussion.
Yeah, everybody's had to hug you and are you okay after sex 3 days ago? Yeah, it was great. Relax.
Did you like that? Sure.
Yeah.
So the sub sounds like they like to be beat up and then coddled.
Right. Until you're beat up again.
Yeah.
Sounds like a very high-maintenance relationship.
Kind of
does. Yeah.
A lot of moving parts to that.
Well, you shouldn't need to bring ice bags and a foam roller and a Theragun for after sex.
Says you.
Well,
by the way,
okay.
Oh, by the way, we bought one of those guns.
Did you?
Yeah, oh,
I've thought about it.
Oh.
I keep seeing
when you've got some ice bags around.
Oh, man.
Ads for it on Facebook, and apparently I can get that for $42. Oh, no, it might be more than that. Like 50 $14 payments. Those things are about $700.
No, the ones I've seen are like $200-$300.
Okay, yeah. The good one, the actual Theragun brand.
This is it.
But see, they make many different levels.
Yeah. This one is really nice, and it was a little less than $300.
This was the best of the best. And
this one's best.
My daughter and son-in-law.
Don't buy a $700 one,
Todd.
Have
one of those.
Mine is a real professional one. It's amazing. It's really, really good.
No, I'm just going to have a guy punch me.
No, it feels good.
Yeah, I'm
available.
I've used it. They're great.
It feels better than somebody punching you.
And I'll charge you $600.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But you shouldn't need those for after sex.
No. I mean, yeah, if you're cramping up, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
That's just, you need to hydrate after.
Oh, God.
It happened again.
Stop it.
Stop looking at me.
Oh.
And I hadn't been.
I know.
I just happened to glance over.
But that's the most powerful massager I've ever used.
Oh, it's cool, man. Problem is, you need somebody else for your back.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still good. Because it's better than, you know, most people around the house rub my back. No, nobody wants to do that unless you're paying. But this thing is actually fun to do to somebody.
Sounds like there's more stories here.
I haven't tried it in the bedroom.
I found it's fun doing it to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. But you can't reach the middle of your back. You can. Yeah.
Yeah, but my tightest areas are like hip and my left thigh.
Yeah.
Sometimes that needs beat up.
Yeah, they are your tightest.
I don't know.
Areas.
The rest of you is looking pretty tight too, Todd. Yeah. Don't sell yourself
the
short.
The one area is not that tight.
I know, but that's the stuff that needs work done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you tried walking backwards?
Yeah, I heard it works.
Yeah. I do it on the treadmill anymore.
1 mile backwards is like 10 forward.
That's what they say.
And 45 sideways.
40% more calories.
You'll hit 500 after a while.
Oh, man. I don't have it. Yeah, I do.
I went limped in.
Yep. All right. Make your old face for your buddies here. They love that.
Yeah.
Try it at home.
Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.